As the struggle for Kunduz continues, renewed fighting has also broken out near Jalalabad. Now, I spoke with MSNBC analyst, retired Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy, about both developments earlier this morning. Here's what she had to say.
This entire fight is one that is very fluid. It tells you that the Taliban will float in and out and become visible and less visible at different times as the operational circumstances suit them. And I think we need to be prepared for a very long fight. I think this is one which has more components than just the military part of the fight.
Yeah, and geographically, obviously, more components than just Afghanistan. But let's stick to that region if we possibly can and try and cover that base before we move on to areas. In Afghanistan alone, how long do you expect this campaign will last?
It's just impossible for me to tell you. I think that it'll last the length of time it takes to get the job done. I think we're very determined, and I think that as long as we stay determined, that's how long we'll stay at this kind of work, because it's going to be one of those multi-layered things.
Does getting Osama bin Laden mean the end of at least this phase in Afghanistan again?
Well, to get bin Laden is an important objective, but it's certainly not the only one. Even if we were to somehow capture him today, we would still have a lot of work to do to deal with the entire network of people that work for him. I mean, you take a look at some of the reporting you did just a few minutes ago about the Afghan Arabs. They really are everywhere and need to be dealt with. Their issues need to be dealt with.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because there seems to be a quandary about what to do with the Afghan Arabs. What would you suggest to the United States when they're posed with this problem of whether they should allow them safe passage to some other country or deal with them there in Afghanistan by either, well, bluntly putting it, either killing them or making sure that they're incarcerated for a long period of time?
Well, Rick, this is one of those questions that doesn't depend entirely upon the U.S. to solve. This is a regional issue. It's one that needs to be worked out internationally, and I would hope that that's what we're doing in these diplomatic efforts we're talking about.
But what if, pardon me for interrupting you, but what if the region makes the wrong decision? I mean, these are some of the people who may very well be involved in the attack on the World Trade Center and other terrorist attacks throughout the terrorist acts throughout the country. If members of that region, as you suggest that maybe we should give them safe passage, can we stand by and allow that to happen?
Well, see, I'm not sure that's what they're willing to do. I mean, some of these countries have been very, very determined about these groups not returning to their country of origin. The Egyptians didn't want them to return to their country. The Jordanians have been very firm. So I think that it's unlikely that we would be the most aggressive about this. I think the other members of the region have a real clear sense of what these people are about and how dangerous they are to the stability of each of those regimes.